We are in Simen Chaf Zayin in Hilchis Tefillin. We're actually up to the very last Si'if. Simen Chaf Zayin has been discussing just where you place the Tefillin and how you put them on. So the Mechaber begins, Sereshi HaShochor Sheberetzuas Letzad Chutz. The black of the Ritzuas should always be standing to the outside. V'lo Yizhapchu, and they should not turn over. Bein Shel Yad, Bein Shel Rosh. Now, the Mishnah Berurah mentions that there's a midas chasidus, that if the ritzua turns the other way around, you either fast or at least pay your way out of it, your poda, your tainus, with money. This is only referring to the black, the ritzuas, that are either in the shorosh inside the kesher, meaning in between the kesher and the actual bias, or in the shel yad, the part that is going around your arm, holding the shel yad in place. The rest of the ritzuas, the ikar adin is that they can even be turned the other way around. It just means shum noi, in honor of the mitzvah, we try to keep them the right side around. But this halacha of seeing to it, that is only the black on the outside, is referring to the part of the ritzuah that is holding down the tefillin shel rosh or shel yad. The rest of it, one does not have to be that careful with. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says that with regard to the shel yad, you just take a look. With regard to the shel rosh, how do you know if a ritzuah is turned inside out or not? So he says that you should make sure to feel it when you put it on, to make sure that it's really straight and that there's no part of it that is inside out. Further, the Mechaber says, Yishal shel haritzuas, what does the length of the ritzuas have to be? So the shel yad we already discussed. It's got to be long enough, he said, long enough to go around your arm to hold it, and all the way to the middle finger, and there you wrap it around three times and then push it in so that it'll hold. That is the minimum shear. How about the shel rosh? So the Mechaber says, Yishal shel haritzuas shu tluyim lefano, that they should be hanging in front of him, viagiu ad hatabor, till one's navel. O lemalo imenomat, or a little bit above it. Now, the Mishnah brings b'shem Rabbi Akiva Eger that the right side should reach the navel. The left side can be shorter. The left side just to the chest, and that is enough. Whereas the Tur brings a Yesh Omrim that says that the right side should actually reach to one's mila and the left side till one's navel. Now, these are all minimums. As far as how long they could be, there is absolutely no maximum for the shear. Now, this was the length of the ritzuas. How about the width? So the Mechaber says, Rochav a ritzuas shel yad v'shel rosh ko'orech so'ora lefachos. If you take one granule of barley, take one piece of barley, and you measure it in its length, lengthwise, that would be the shear. It should be a minimum of a kasa'ora. Now, it is a kasa'ora with the peel, but not with the little thing that sticks out of it. The Mishnah Berurah brings down that some say that it is not a barley, but it's actually a kernel of wheat. Wheat is smaller than barley. One has to be very careful, especially in the places where the tefillin bend, because there the ritzuas tend to get worn out. And sometimes, especially like where you tie the kesher, where you tie the shel yad, it tends to get worn out there, and it may end up not having a shear. Now, what happens if one doesn't have a shear? And that includes that it's the size of a wheat kernel, but not of barley. So the Mishnah Berurah says that you should put it on anyway, but without a bracha. You cannot make a bracha if it is not the right size. Now, this is with regard to the width. Let's see the Mechaber first. Inside, in Pichas Mishir Orach Haritzuah V'Rachban, the Mechaber says that if you have less than that, Emeinu Motza Acheres Menichan Kamo Sheheim, Ad Shimcha Acheres Kashir, that if you really don't have anything else, at least put on the ones that don't have a Ritzuah's Kashir. But again, the Mishnah Berurah says without a bracha. Now, the width of the shel rosh and the width of the ritzua, whether for the shel yad or for the shel rosh, is the same size. The length, we saw that there was a difference. The question is bidyevid. What would be the minimum size of the ritzua of the shel rosh that you would be yotza with? We said that it's l'chatchila supposed to come down to the navel. What if bidyevid is shorter than that? Similarly, what if the width of the ritzua is not wide enough? How far down the length is that going to be a problem? That means, what if you've got especially long tefillin, so the end is not wide enough? Well, you didn't need that part anyway, so that's not problematic. The question is, with regard to the shel yad, we gave a minimum shear. What is the minimum shear with regard to the shel rosh? So the Mishtaburur brings from the Malbim that you need two tfachim after the kesher. That means the kesher behind your head, you need an additional two tfachim as a minimum that would have to be there. And if it's cut shorter than that, you're not even yotze b'dieved. Similarly, if the ritsua is not wide enough, that high up, then you already could not make a bracha on those tefillin. Next halacha, the Machaber says, Tefillin shel rosh tov liyosim gluyim v'nirim. The shel rosh should be open, that everyone should be able to see it, so that you don't cover your tefillin shel rosh, so that one should be careful when he puts his talis over his head, for example, that he still allows the shel rosh to be seen. We learn this out of the pasuk, V'ro kol am eyaretz kishem Hashem nikra alecha v'yorim imeka, and the Gemara says, Elu tefillin shel rosh. So the tefillin shel rosh are supposed to be seen. The Machaber then says, Aval Talmid b'fnei rabo, ein derech eretz legalos tefillin b'fonav. It is a lack of derech eretz for a Talmud to expose his tefillin shel rosh in front of his Rebbe. It's as if he is showing off in front of his Rebbe. Now, the Ramo will tell us that bizman hazeh, that we only wear tefillin during davening, then you're just wearing the tefillin when you really have to, and you're not parading your midas chasidus in front of him. You're not showing how great you are. It's only when people wear tefillin all day that one would have to be careful not to expose it in front of his Rebbe. But when we wear tefillin just for davening, one can have his tefillin shel rosh exposed the entire time, and that is the ikur mitzvah to have it showing. What is with regard to the shel yad? So the Ramah says, U'b'shel yad ein lahakbirim hin gluyim o mechusim. For the shel yad, it doesn't make a difference. The Mishnah Berurah does bring down that you're better off having the shel yad covered. You're better off having the shel yad covered. Now, with regard to the shel rosh, the Mishnah Berurah mentions that there are those who say that the kesher of the shel rosh should also be visible, but he says that the minig is not that way. So that if one is not wearing a talis over his head, one is not wearing a talis altogether, if he has a choice in the matter, it may be better to have the kesher of the shel rosh showing too. But once again, the Mishnah Berurah said that that is not the minhag.